The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Let us pray. Father God, we come this morning. Into thy hands we step. Lord, use me as you know how. Not my will, but thy will to be done. As it is in heaven, Lord, let it be here on earth. Lord, speak to me, speak through me, that I might be able to feed the waiting flock, that they might be able to hear from heaven and be nourished with thy holy and righteous word. These are all the blessings we ask and we pray. Amen. First, giving honor to a true and a living God. One that sits high, looks low, and watches over his people. To Pastor King and all the associates and all the officers and members of this church, we thank God for Jesus. We thank God because he was the one that created. He was the one that looked down and upon the face of this earth and separated the waters. He was the one that brought forth vegetation. He was the one that created man. And we can truly say that he loves us. How many like a good story? Huh? A good story. Many of us looked on, watch TV and watch different movies or stories on TV. Some people like to watch them, what they call them, soap operas. You saw it once and all you had to do, and you miss a couple, huh? And you watch it the next day, and you're already done caught up. Joyce knows all about that. Today we're going to look at a story, a parable that Jesus told not only his disciples, but a crowd of people. If you would, turn to the book of Matthew and the 25th chapter. And we'll begin reading in the 14th verse. We will be reading from the New American Standard Bible. And King James Version and other versions may read a little bit different from the New American Standard. And it says, "For it is just like a man." The "it" here is the kingdom of God. "For it is just like a man going on a journey who called his slaves or servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability. And when he went on his journey, immediately the one who received the 5 talents went and traded it with them and gathered and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one had received the 2 talents gained 2 talents more. But the one who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. I'm going to stop right there. The Lord had a blessing to the reading and doing of his holy word. You may be seated. If you allow me this morning to use as a subject, use what you got. It says here, Jesus was, he had went and began to teach the people that had gathered around him. He didn't teach to those that had higher education. He didn't teach to those that had a master's degree. He didn't teach to those that had a PhD. He didn't teach to those that had a high school education. Some just even all they had, maybe a few years in school. Most of them knew a trade. Most of them knew a trade that was handed down through generation after generation after generation. Paul was even though he went and taught and learned with some of the masters of the Pharisees and Sadducees, he still was a tent maker. He still earned his living making tents. So Jesus taught to the people some of the things in which they knew about. Everybody knows about money. If you can't count anything else, you sure enough can count your money. If somebody cheated you out of a dollar, you know they took that dollar. So Jesus began to teach in this manner. He says, the kingdom of God is like this. See now, Sadducees and the Pharisees, they were ones that thought that Jesus came to take something from them. And that was their kingdom. But Jesus didn't come to take the kingdom of this world from the Sadducees and Pharisees and all the kings. He came to bring in another kingdom. A kingdom not made by man, nor made by hand, but a kingdom that was made of the kingdom of God. So he says, a man went on a journey. He left behind his possession. He left behind some talents. Somebody said, well, a talent wasn't that much. But I'm here to tell you that a talent was worth, one talent was worth over $2,400. Now he left a whole bunch behind. So he said he left one with five talents. And that one that had five talents took it to the bank, put it in a CD. Huh? He gained some interest on it. When he gained interest on it, he gained five talents more. You put a dollar in the bank now, you know, you might get 1%. Maybe. Or 5%. But see, this man put five talents into the bank and he gained 100%. Huh? Five talents more. The one that had two talents, he went and put it in the bank. And he gained 2 talents more. Bless his heart, the one that had 1 talent, he was so scared that he was going to lose that 1 talent. See, Grandma years ago, you know what she did? She did with her money? There you go. She took it, put it in the jar or a can, and dug a hole and put it in the backyard. She didn't trust the bank. Stock market broke. Stock market went down, and a lot of folk lost a whole bunch of money. And he hid it. What the master had gave him. Look what it says in the 19th verse. It says, after a long time, the master of the servants or slaves came and settled account with them. So he came back. He wanted to know, what you did do with my money? Huh? What'd you do with it? One that received the 5 talents came and brought 5 more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted me. You gave me 5 talents to me. See, I've gained 5 more talents. Look what the master said. Well done, by good and faithful servants. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many more things. Enter into the joy of a master. Look what he says. He says, come on up. I got a table, and it's spread with all kind of good stuff. He said, I got a fatted pig over here. It's got an apple in it. Huh? He said, I got fruits and vegetables, and it's spread all over the table. He said, come on up and sit down beside me. He says, you don't have to come and to my feet. Sit down beside me. He says, you are a good and you are a faithful servant. He says, move on up. He didn't say stay back in the back. He said, move on up to the glory of the Lord. To the one that received the 2 talents. The master entrusted him 2 talents. He said, see, I have gained 2 talents more. His master said to him, well done, by good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will put you in charge of many more. Enter into the joy of the master. He told him, said, look, I gave you just a few things. He said, but you went out and you used what you had. He says, now, you've been so good to me. You came to church. You worshiped me. You went home. You worshiped me. He said, you went out and you told somebody about me. He says, move on up, huh, to the glory of the Lord. Look what that one, that lonely one did. He only had 1 talent. He went and he buried it in the ground. He told the master, he said, Master, I knew you were a hard man. You reaped where you did not sow and gathered where you scattered no seed. He says, I was afraid. I was scared to death. Huh? I was wondering if when you came back, what you was going to do to me if I didn't have that one talent. He didn't consult with the one that had the five talents. He didn't consult with the one that had the two talents to find out exactly what they did. He said, ooh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I knew you was a hard man. He says, look, I was scared. I went and hid your talent in the ground. See, what I have is yours. Oh, the master looked at him. Probably looked him up and down. Probably looked at him and didn't say a word for a little bit. Gathered his thoughts. He said to him, you wicked, you lazy slave. You went, you knew I reaped where I did not sow and gathered where I did not scatter no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank. And on my arrival, I would have received my money with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has ten. Look what he says now. He tells the man, say, look, you're lazy. You're no account. Huh? He says, look, you took my money and you buried it. He says, you're just a wicked old man, a wicked servant. He says, you should have known that if you knew that I was a hard man, you should have went and done something with it. You should have put it in the bank and allowed me to gain some more money with it. But you took it and you buried it in the ground. See, even grandma, she used to put it in the ground, but there was a few years ago, there was someone had died, and you know what they did? They found in the lady's mattress. Huh? Remember that? She had stuffed all her money in the mattress. And she slept on it. So he says, look, that's what you did. You took my money. It didn't gain no interest. And you laid down on what you had. Jesus is telling the people. He says, look, that's the way the life is. He says, I'm going on a journey. He says, I'm going to die. He says, they're going to nail me to the cross. They're going to put a crown of thorns on my head. He says that blood will come streaming down my face. Yeah, yeah. He says that when they nail me to the cross, they ain't taking it from me. He says, I'm giving it up. Yeah. But you know what he says to me? I'm coming back.
Yeah. Yeah,
sure. He says, when I come back, I'm going to be looking to see what you've done in your life. I've given you something. He says, use what you have. Don't matter how old you get. Doesn't matter how young you are. He says, use what you got. I'm getting up in age. I'm still young. Even though Joyce is older than me. No matter what disabilities I have, I refuse to give in to what my disabilities have me not to do. No matter if I don't have no toes on my right foot, no matter if I don't have any muscles on my kneecap, I still, Deacon Cunningham a few years ago gave me a card to a nursing home. They wanted somebody to come and teach Bible class there. Then a few early part of this year, he gave me another card to Sanctuary Point. And I go 2 days a week to teach Bible class. No matter how my disabilities are, no matter how much I hurt, sometimes 24/7, but it's use what you got. And when you use what you got, God will bless you. He will come by and wake you early in the morning. He'll come by and tell you that I'm with you. Even though you're going through some times in your life, even though you're going through some hard times in your life, though you're going over some hills and through the valley, through some storms and through the rain, use what you got. Don't sit on it. Don't lay on it. Don't go bury it in the ground. Take it to the bank. And I ain't talking about Fifth Third. I ain't talking about PNC. I ain't talking about Hunters. I'm talking about take it to the Lord. And when you take it to the Lord in prayer, you know what he does? He'll bless you abundantly. He says in that 29th verse, to everyone who has, more shall be given. And he will be, and he will have an abundance. But to the one, from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Thrown out the worthlessness slave into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gashing of teeth. I don't know about you. Hell ain't got no door for me. Huh? He says, if you can't enter by the door, Sunday school lesson, or enter with the good shepherd, you're going to be cast into the outer darkness. And you know what that outer darkness is? And you're going to be burning and burning. How many of us have been burned before? Huh? So years ago, they didn't have no, what do you call them, electric stoves, electric stove in the kitchen. You had the gas. Huh? And if you pass your hand over that flame, you got burnt. I sat down on a gas heater one time. Didn't know it was hot. Got up real quick. Had a burn on my hip. had to put some, some salve or Vaseline on it. They didn't have too many of the antibiotic stuff when I came up. They put Vaseline on it and rubbed it on there. And when they rubbed it on there, rubbed the skin off. And it hurt. And I know today, if that hurt, it's going to be turned up 7 times. And I don't want to feel that burn. There were some folk that got put in the fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All because they didn't do exactly what the king wanted them to do. Well, the king was all right with it, but it was some of his servants, his people. And they said, well, they didn't do it. They didn't hear it when they heard the sound of the voice of the horns and the music. They didn't bow down and worship you. So they put him in the fiery furnace. The king looked in. He said, look, I put in 3. But there's one more down there. And it looks like the Son of God. But see, the Son of God ain't going to be in hell, though. You're going to be burning. And you ain't when you come out, huh? You're going to be smelling like you've been burned. But when we get to heaven and you use what you got, what God has given to you. Somebody said, well, I don't have a talent. Yes, you do. No matter how old you are, say it. God gave us all a mouth. And the talent that he's given us is the word of God. To be able to tell somebody about him. I went and I was at Sanctuary Point and I taught the lesson. There was a man at the end of the lesson. You know what he told me? He said, do you mind if I have a few words to say? I said, no. He said, I just want to pray. He prayed for me. And you're talking about somebody feeling good, that somebody prayed for you, and they received the message, the lesson. And it's good to know. You don't have to tell somebody, oh, I'm breaking ribs. Oh, look at me. I'm a preacher. No, you don't have to do that. I was sitting in the sauna at the YMCA. This one lady, we start talking after everybody left out of there. Just left, only me and her was left in there. We start talking. You know what she did? She started telling me all about, I'm glad you asked that. She started telling me all about her life. Telling me about her husband had just died. And she was left alone. And she found God. All you have to do is one thing. Is let your little light shine before men, and they will see your good works. Then you can glorify God who is in heaven. He says, look, I was in the kindergarten. Hopefully I can remember what my kindergarten, my name is Miss Fillmore. That was back in the 50s. She said, when they took the... yeah, I'm 70 years old, good God Almighty. Soon to be 71, but that's all right. But still, Joyce is older than me. She said, you're all in your places. With sunshine in faces. And that is a way to start a new day. When they took prayer out of schools, you know, I thought she was, you know, when you're 5 years old, she was thinking that she was talking about the S-U-N. But she was bringing Jesus into the schoolhouse without the schoolhouse knowing what she was saying. So let your son just know that you're all in your place with that sun shining face. And that's the way to start a new day. So let the sun shine in with you, because he died for you. He died for you. He bled for us. But you know what? He didn't only die. Sometimes we leave him in the grave. But he rose. My God, he rose on that third day. And when he rose on that third day, he had all power in his hand over death, hell, and the grave. I'm glad he came. I still would be a sinner. We're still in the world of sin, waiting for a man to come. A man, not only a man, but he was a God man. Huh? He had more power in his right hand. That we had in our whole body. But remember to use what you got. And when you use what you have, let somebody else see it. Don't get up there and say, "Woo, I'm so and so. You got to do this for me because I'm so and so." No. We ain't nobody. We got to let the God in us. Be that light. Be that spokesperson. I'm just a man. I'm just a man who loves the Lord. And he knows me. And I know him. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. May the love of God be with you. Use what you got until you get what you need.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.